AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two police officers are dead, one shot to death after a car crash in a Salt Lake City neighborhood yesterday morning. The other might have been the target of a man intent on killing police in a small Ohio town. Utah officer Douglas Scott Barney, working overtime to pay off his medical bills after beating cancer, was shot and killed by a parolee who had slipped away from a drug rehab center last month. Corey Lee Henderson was then killed by other officers who had responded to the shooting. In Danville, Ohio, Officer Thomas Cottrell was found dead late last night behind the town's municipal building. His death discovered after a woman called to say her ex-boyfriend was armed and intent on killing police. Knox County Prosecutor Chip McConville.
It's terrible. And it is something, it doesn't matter whether it's a big city or small town, it can happen anywhere.
The ex-boyfriend, Herschel Ray Jones, was arrested early this morning. Rallies, parades, and days of service mark Martin Luther King Day. In Columbia, South Carolina, the three candidates running for the Democratic Party presidential nomination addressed a crowd at the State House. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
There are far too many lives in America taken from us by violence. Still too many children in America who go to bed hungry, who go to school hungry. Still too much indifference when the lives taken from us are black lives.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says racism goes hand in hand with poverty.
What Dr. King said is we have got to combat racism, but we have also got to combat income and wealth inequality.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talked about gun control.
When black people are killed worshiping at Mother Emanuel with a gun bought through a legal loophole, this isn't just a public safety issue, it's a civil rights issue.
This is AP Radio News. A 24-year-old former New York college student distraught over a recent breakup used a knife to kill his ex-girlfriend and a fellow college athlete she was with in her off-campus bedroom before he apparently used the same knife to kill himself. Geneseo, New York police spokesman Jeffrey Sesnecki says Colin Kingston and Kelsey Anisi had recently ended a three-year relationship.
He had made some suicidal comments to several people, and that, but no actual threats to harm Miss Anisi or anybody else.
Anisi was the captain of the SUNY Geneseo women's basketball team, while Matthew Hutchinson was a men's hockey player. 4 days after the crash of two Marine helicopters off Hawaii, search teams have found some life rafts that were carried aboard those aircraft, but still no sign of the 12 crew members who were on board. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.